ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you. Rock on. Wow.
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, everybody.
And Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pony.
All right, so Joe, I got a question for you because you scared me a little bit earlier. What is the difference between good and sexy?
Good is like when everything sounds good, and sexy is when I say, "Hi, Sonny." How are you today?
Okay, you were worrying to me earlier. All right, all is good.
We're all good.
Yes, I know. I sound well. Thank you guys for tuning in to Podcast Rock City. This is an all-kiss pod. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this, you know. Last week's show, it came out a day late, but still you guys downloaded it and played it, mostly played it. People don't download shit anymore. I figured that out. At least our show seems to get played and played and played on mobile devices. When you listen, Sonny, how do you listen besides here?
I listen on mobile device, but I download it and pick when I want to listen to it, so I don't have to get Wi-Fi, whatever.
Oh, there you go. What about you, Jodi? Oh, you listen to it like twice before I ever...
Well, in podcasts in general, I'm still an iPod guy, dude. I use iTunes. I stick it on my iPod. It's there whenever I'm ready for it, you know?
That's awesome. So much going on in the
world. People see me with an iPod, though, and they're like, oh my God, you still have an iPod?
Yeah, oh my God.
This thing is gold. You know, it's filled with treasure, dude. 32 gigs of nothing but great shit.
What year are you? 2009?
Something like that. But it's just.
Those things are expensive now.
Are they?
Oh, if you want to buy one, what generation do you have? Do you know?
Fuck, I don't know. It's like a nano shuffle. I don't know. It's not that big.
He's old school. The last one I had was 160 gig or something.
Yeah, I just have a 32, and this is the second one I had because I fucking lost my other one. So someone out there has a badass iPod they probably can't use, and they can't resync it. But
somewhere out there, there's an iPod
full of rolling a bunch around of punk on the ground and Kiss and
that
shit.
Has the Elder, Ramones.
Yeah.
It has Suicidal Tendencies. I don't know. But do you have Suicidal?
Yeah. Punk rock, thrash, oldies, Motown. You know, a couple 80s bands here and there.
That's the fun stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, okay, go ahead.
I don't know. I'm old school, though. Yeah. I'm a dinosaur.
Don't forget, but before we get started, because we're going to jump right into this. Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. You can mail us anything that you guys want. And since I brought that up, let's get to the mail.
I know you write me sexy letters.
I got a letter every other day.
I know you write me sexy letters.
U.S. Postal Services?
Yes!
I know you write me sexy letters.
What have you?
I know you write me sexy letters.
Take your dollar and fucking beat it.
So we got a few letters this week, and unfortunately I'm going to have to put my glasses on because I'm an old fucker. And I wanted to read a couple of them to you guys. So Kenneth Begora, I hope I said your name right, he sent us a picture. I don't know if you guys saw this. I posted it on the group page of the Elder, but it had Eddie Murphy on it from The Golden Child. And it says, "Kiss music from the Elder always reminded me of the Eddie Murphy movie, The Golden Child." And if you look at the picture, it's pretty cool, man. It's the hand is coming up, and there's like a ghosted Eddie Murphy, you know, with that leather hat he wore and everything. Anyway, it was pretty cool, I thought. Let's see. Leffler. I'm going to go with that. Loeffler. I'm going to go with Leffler. Sean Leffler. Hey guys, love the show. About Nick playing his dad in a Kiss movie. Here we go. This is the kind of email that I really enjoy because it's going to make everybody think. Although it didn't take, I didn't have to think very long. Wouldn't it be weird if he had to emulate a sex scene with his mom? Just the thought as I'm listening.
Good Lord.
Okay, now Ice Cube's son played him, right?
Yeah, I think
in
so.
The NWA movie, correct? And wasn't there that exact issue? He had a scene where he was doing it, you know, kind of with his mom and the lady playing his mom. So, and then people thought that was weird, which, by the way, I agree. I would be like, no, I can't do this. This is how I was born. Well, do you think that I don't know. Nick, I mean, Simmons,
actors,
but
dude, it's not like that's really his mom, you know.
It's true, but they're doing the scene as if it is his mom, and that's the creepy part for me.
Somebody like said Joe Dirt was like, "You're my sister.
You're my sister." Yeah, that's a good. Oh,
I think it all depends on who the actress is.
There you go.
Yep, Jamie Presley is all you needed.
Oh, good Lord.
Sonny would rip that girl in half. She's too small for the likes of Pooney.
Like, Jody and I are sitting in another room, and all of a sudden I look at Jody and I go, well, that just sounded like a pelvic bone snapping.
So he's like, call the paramedics. Another one's in tube back here.
Yep. It's very good, but you don't have the cheese wheel. So let's see. Okay, so yes, for me it would be weird. Knowing Nick Simmons, I don't really know him, but knowing how he's embarrassed by his father a lot of times, so I can't even imagine that. But you guys think that it's just acting and it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine. I think he'd have you have a point, he'd have a hard time playing Gene, because I don't think he can pull off the brashness. Like, you have to be somewhat sociopath. I mean, you got to be a little, you know, you got to be pretty crazy. And I don't think Nick can pull it off, because, like you said, he doesn't like that part of his dad.
Right. He gets embarrassed by the openness.
Yeah. I think it's best if they would just get someone that we've never even seen before. You just find someone off the street, you know what I mean? Because if it's anyone else, it's going to be like, oh, that's so-and-so acting like Gene, you know what I mean?
Right, but, I agree.
You know, you want an unknown. That's how I would do it anyways.
I did watch Venom today, and I think you were right about that dude. That I think he could play Gene. He needs to be a few inches taller, though.
Yeah, he's just a little short, but yeah, he's got it.
What if they had just brought in old Dale Torberg?
But yeah, there you go.
Gene again, dude.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for that piece of email. Let's see. Brad Rustoven. Hello, Brad.
What's up, Brad?
Bradley. He sent us some Bruce Kulick book chapter ideas. Are we ready?
Yeah, definitely.
It says, hey, guys. Oh, I took my glasses off like a dumbass. Look at all this work I have to do. It says, hey guys, I decided to use song titles he was involved in as the chapter titles, ranging from Kiss, including Kiss Alive 3, Union, and his three solo CDs. I couldn't think of titles for the Meatloaf, Blackjack, or Good Rats chapters, but everything else is covered, including a bonus chapter. Hope you enjoy. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Bruce Kulick did an interview like 2 days or one day after we released our show. And as soon as it was a live interview, it was live streaming. And as soon as I turned it on, the first thing the girl said was, you know, what were the nicknames for them? Hitman and Danger, or what the hell were they?
Oh, Pretty Boy and Pretty Killer, right?
Hitman and Danger. That was the first thing she asked. Pretty Boy and Killer. And I was like, damn. Was she listening to our show? But there was no way. So, all right. So here is the ideas for Mr. B-Rad. Bruce Kulick book chapters. BK is born chapter. I'm alive.
Yeah. Nice.
That, British Invasion chapter, Get Off My Cloud. And then he said, see what I did there? Dad controlling chapter, do you own thing? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I can't read. Do your own thing. Kulik's like name Yep.
Sorry.
It's okay. Kulik's name pronunciation, high school years chapter, do you know my name? First band coming together chapter, trial by fire, the cool. Meatloaf chapter, pretty boy and killer chapter. He couldn't come up with anything for that one. Blackjack, good rats, joining Kiss, fate, asylum exposed. Yeah, that's a good one. Asylum exposed chapter, king of the mountain, crazy nights chapter, jump the shark. that's good. Kiss videos chapter, rain, as a nod to the Tears Are Falling video. Smashes, thrashes, and hits chapter, around again. Hits chapter, forever. Eric Carr passing away, dear friend. Revenge chapter, I love it loud. Unplugged chapter, change is coming. Original Kiss reuniting chapter, tears are falling. Carnival of Souls chapter, strange to me. Union chapter, everything is all right. Solo CDs chapter, I walk alone. I sang that for you. You're welcome. Joining Grand Funk Railroad chapter, final mile. Dad passing away chapter, old man wise. Bonus brother boob chapter is what he wrote. Betrayed. Who do you think you are? Liar, hate, secretly cruel, or no friend of mine. I think any of these would work. Thank you.
Wow, Brad.
Wow.
Good shit, dude.
Now, the reason you need a co-writer is for the good rats, blackjack, all that. That's you make me want to rock hard.
Here you go. Anyways, that was our mail. Podcast RockCity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Send us anything you want us to talk about. You have a question. If you have a note, something that you want to mention about the show, if you disagreed with Sonny, you can always write us. I enjoy those letters. And I bet I get one by next week. Anyway, that was the mail. Man, we got some news. Let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Did he say mailman?
Yeah.
I did, I guess.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I didn't do that on purpose. I did on purpose, but not anyway. All right. So we've got the news, and of course, and the news can, and I didn't want to talk about the COVID thing unless it was important, and then bam, we get hit with this. Kiss Cruise 10 will now be called Kiss Cruise 10 again, and it will be in October of next year. Dates have not been released yet. The people that were already on it, star-wise, like band-wise, they've all been asked to come back. So we'll wait and see. This is what I think, and then you guys could add in your two cents and tell me what you think. Something happened in California with you guys, Sonny. You're out there. Did they just extend your stay at home thing to February of next year or something? I don't know. Was it longer?
There's cities. I will say cities, not even counties, in LA that are talking September, October. Most of the state is talking end of May, early June. There's, the state has never really worked together well. There's Northern California that includes Sacramento. Fresno kind of lives on its own. Southern California all lives on its own. And the Bay Area all lives on its own. So it's literally having kind of four states in one. So when the governor says something, even though he's in Sacramento, sometimes Sacramento doesn't even listen. Right. So it's everybody's kind of taking it depending on the situation they're in. Governor saying end of May, early June. But there are cities in L.A. that are talking October, November.
So I think that what happened was when that got pushed like that, I think that that might have spooked Kiss and said, well, let's just go ahead and postpone it. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, go ahead, the cruise lines, too, right? The cruise lines are freaking out just in general because it's a petri dish all the time, right?
Right.
But, I mean, do they really have to push it all the way till next October? I mean, you could take a cruise anytime, right?
Well, well, you know, they have cruises going on. They have cruises.
They're like year
all
round.
Year long.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I don't know that they could. That boat is constantly moving. So if they've pushed all the cruises back, then they'll just have to fall into their spot.
Yeah. I think it's sheer genius. When I first heard it, I was having all the same thoughts Jody just had. I sat down, thought about it for a little while. I'm like, oh my God, these guys are geniuses. Number one, you had to make a decision because there's international people flying and nobody knows if you can get an international flight right now. And it's already June, right? So you had to get a decision made whether the cruise lines can set sail or not. It won't matter if people can't get international flights. So that was a done deal. Moving it to some arbitrary month would have been risky because you know that the folks that are going on Kiss cruises always know it's in October. So you know that they probably always plan to have October off. And most of the people go over and over and over. So if you just move it a year, the same people that would go this year are the same people that will go next year. It's the same timing. You lose probably less than 15 to 20% of the folks that need their money back right away, and you can easily sell the other 15, 20 because people are used to it being October. Sheer genius on the timing.
Hmm.
Well, you don't they're giving people until August to decide if they want to get off the ship or not. So, for instance, I don't have to say now if I can just say that I want to go next year, but if something comes up in August or before August, I can get my money back. I can cancel. So they've made the door is wide open for people. They've got 3 months or so to where they can make the decision, talk with their wives or girlfriends or boyfriends or whatever and discuss it. And I think that's cool. I was really looking forward to Queensryche and Rat. I hope they can, and Fozzy, I hope they can do the cruise.
yeah.
As of right now, Karen and I are just going to talk about it and see.
Yeah. Do you think it's kind of crazy, though? I mean, that's way far away, a year and a half away. And those guys aren't getting any younger. You know what I mean?
Well, that's an issue.
And it's after the final show. That's not an issue?
Right.
That's the other thing. So, let's add this in then. I watched an interview. I don't know who the guy was. He was interviewing Bruce Kulick, and he was interviewing Eddie Trunk as well. And it wasn't at the same time, but he was going back and forth between the interviews. Eddie Trunk basically said, any band, including Kiss, that says, look, this is when we were going to do our last show, but we're not going to do it then because of what happened. We're going to move it back to this date. He goes, any band should get a pass. All right, you gave a hard date that you were going to retire, but you weren't able to do everything that you wanted to, so you moved the date back. Nobody's going to go, oh, look at Kiss.
Right.
If they do, they're stupid to not sit back and go, well, obviously some shit happened, you know?
Yeah, I think they'll have to push it back.
I think so. And then Bruce,
what's changed? Like, it was the timing, right? Or was it the amount of money that you were going to make? Like, nothing's changed on the timing.
No,
the difference is you play 70 less shows.
Yeah,
but are they going to allow that many people to be in a stadium or an arena or whatever? Does Kiss want to do a half house show for their final show where everybody's wearing a mask and they're all 6 feet apart from each other? Or does Kiss want to blow it out? That would be the only thing. I don't think that the money or any of that changes. I think the atmosphere does.
Here's the fix, dude. What if it went back to like it was in the 60s and 50s? A band comes into town they got to play multiple sets, dude. That way you can have the people spaced out, but then you got to do three shows, a matinee, an evening, and a late show, you know?
Can you see Gene laying on the ground?
I think Gene might be able to make it through. You are literally going to kill Paul.
Well, yeah, it is a factor for older guys like Kiss, but, you know, like a young band, that shouldn't be a problem. Three sets?
It's one day. Shit. It's one day. Paul could put it together.
I don't know about that.
Those tracks sound good all the time. They're not going to get tired. And it's not like Kiss is really moving around. That's one thing I noticed in Scambatty's movie. Kiss doesn't move anymore. It's weird.
There's a way to do the final show on 15 separate dates.
Okay, right? Here we go.
Vegas residency, you can only get a ticket for one night, period.
And you get to see one song. Then they get done and they leave. Then they go to Atlanta. Second song of the set, go.
But if you do a residency and you say this is going to be the final set of shows, now you don't have to worry about could you get Ace on the last show. If you had to do one on each coast, he'd have to fly with you, blah, blah, blah. You can tell Ace, look, we're doing these 15 dates in Vegas. You in or out?
Yeah. But people don't want it in Vegas. They want it in New York.
Yeah, but...
you gotta do it on your hometown.
I don't know. Or then you're right back to a park, I guess. I don't know how loud you gotta make it to be able to hear, but whatever.
Totally. Yeah, I don't know, man. A lot of people I've been noticing on, like, online and shit, they think Kiss is just done, period. There's no more shows ever again.
That's crazy.
So whatever that last one was, somebody might be really lucky. You know, that was the last
Kiss show. Gene already said that they're going to finish the tour. But that doesn't mean anything.
And Joe, I know you hate talking about this part, but Jody's got a point. I mean, every year that clicks by is putting them closer and closer and closer to 1 foot in. I mean, it's just how it is. I mean, I know
look,
it's shit.
You got them tearing up over there.
I don't want to talk about that, man. It's terrible.
Nobody wants to face that, especially about our heroes. But yeah, I mean, what happens in a year and a half? There's, you know, Gene said he won't even do it without a vaccine. There may not be one.
Well,
and then meanwhile, well, they're going to be 75, 80. You know, that's exaggerating.
Paul's only 60, what, 7? So we'll put Nick in the
Gene
makeup.
Is how old now?
No, he's 70. All right, so let's talk about this. This is what you guys out there are going to do. You ready?
Yes.
You're going to send me, you guys out there, you're going to send me an email, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. That's the number one. And you let me know, do you think that Kiss is going to push back their final show? If you're going on the Kiss cruise or you were going on the Kiss cruise, are you going to leave your money where it is and wait until next year and go? Or are you going to get your money back or you're undecided? Send me a note. Podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. I'm very interested to find out what you all think. Yeah, Paul put out a video. Gene put out a video. You guys saw those, right?
Yep.
About the cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just basically, you know, we're going to play it safe. This is what we're doing. We don't want to, but this is what's going to happen. Everybody was just waiting. I still feel like they did it kind of early, but all right. So now the Kiss cruise is on the back burner. What do you think? That's one of the things that really keeps them relevant to the Kiss Navy, the Kiss Army, is the fact that they're doing it, not only a tour, but they're also doing the cruise. Well, now none of that shit is happening. And Kiss has got to do something to get into people's homes. What do you think that's going to be? Nothing?
I think they'll just file suit and do streaming stuff.
They always did, though. There was always something new coming out or something. It didn't have to be a record, but there's always a video and then a record and then a greatest hits and then a video and then a movie and then this. And
I'm sure there'll be another version of Destroyer you could get. A different color, maybe.
Yep, that's pretty funny. Red vinyl, again, to represent the reaming of your ass for buying this nice. Record for the 10th time.
You know what I think's crazy? It's like, now that colored vinyls have become a thing again, it's like, I just want black records. Black's the coolest color. Yeah. And now it's like special to get a black fucking record. It's crazy.
Yeah. I still think the residency's happening.
Well, we will see.
Yeah.
Because that's the least manageable, right?
Yeah. Sunny,
say
a clean environment.
Be X amount of seats.
They could have.
Do you
like
know
a
something, Sunny?
Station.
You know, this is the place where you share this.
No. I'm just telling you. Because, you know, I figure there's, you know, every business got to figure it out. And we got to get back to normal at some point, but or whatever the new normal is, whatever. But the places that absolutely have to figure it out. The airline industry will be absolutely done if they don't figure something out fast. The cruise industry is done if they don't figure something out fast. And Vegas is done if they don't figure out something fast. Like, if nothing else, think about everybody touching machines, poker chips, cards. Those three things got to get figured out. Otherwise, Vegas is done.
Yeah, I've now been to Vegas one time. Sunny lives there. I can tell you that from walking through the casino multiple times, that if you were to tell everybody that is a regular to Vegas, like the type of people that go there all the time, if they were just to put a sign out front that said, you may get sick by walking in here, 80% don't give a fuck. They're going to smoke their cigarettes, blow it in each other's faces. They're going to fucking play their games. They're going to hit max bets, and they're going to make fucking money. Yep. And they don't give a damn if they die. Some of them might want to at the end. It's like, I lost everything. I hope I got that COVID shit.
Jeez.
All right. So
you guys,
this,
though.
Yeah.
As far as concerts, would you rather go to a show and have it be spaced out by 6 feet or whatever and everybody's wearing masks, right? Or would you rather everyone wears a fucking some type of hazmat suit, but you can be bunched up like it should be at a rock show. You know what I mean?
I don't mind the spacing out. If it has to be spaced out or you're selling every third seat or whatever, I don't know how you're going to control all that. But good for you if X marks a spot and I got to stand at that spot, whatever. But the mask thing I won't do. I'm not paying to go to a show and wearing a mask. I just don't want to do that.
Unless it's Halloween.
Man.
Unless it's Halloween, then I'll wear my brown mask.
Yeah.
Brown. I'll tell you what, man. You would be able to spot everybody passing a joint in the damn arena. They'll be like, hey, you want this? Reaching over, trying not to leave his little box. Here, man. Get it. You got to bring one of those grabby hand things, you know, that reaches out.
Yeah.
Now you don't touch it. You just use the grabby thing and you hold the joint. You take a hit, and then you got to get really good at passing it that way, though. You look suspicious, too. Man, why are you walking into an arena with the grabby thing? It's for my balls, so I can scratch my balls. Anyway.
The issue is that, especially on the club gigs, right now Kiss is making good money. We can't really compare it to Kiss, but like the club gigs, right? The stripers of the world are making $20,000 a night. If you're only going to allow a third of the people in there, is Striper now supposed to be happy with what? $6,700?
Hmm. Yeah, the guarantees will probably come down because they're not going to be able to sell as many drinks.
Quadruple the price of everything. That's how it works.
Yeah, you can get those $6, $8 water bottles like you do at a fucking river, like a amphitheater show. In the club.
Well, Well, you guys out there, you tell us what you think. PodcastRockCity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Hey, have you guys, I know I've been playing the commercials for the past 2 weeks, but make sure you go to clickteeshop.com. They now actually, I don't know if you guys saw this, I put it on the group page. They're now making Podcast Rock City masks. Did you guys see that?
I saw that.
Of course, I've ordered 10. Everywhere I go, bitches are going to know what I'm doing. And by bitches, I don't mean females. I mean anybody. Just for the record, I don't want to get canceled. Yeah, so click T-Shop, and I'm going to tell you all about it in this commercial right here.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees Shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage Shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's Very First Stage Shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan Jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
Okay, so now that that's all done, that's, what do they call that? They call that the business, right?
Yeah.
Handling the business.
Handling the business.
Now that we've done that, let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City. Topic of the week.
Yes! So this week, I thought that I would hit the guys with a few questions that I had come up with. I'm not sure that we ever talked about it. One of them I brought up a few weeks ago and never, I don't think, and they'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I ever actually brought it up in the show. So I want to get their ideas. We're all going to discuss it. You guys out there, listen, let us know what you think of what your answer would be to these. So we're going to get started. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much, Jody.
Joe, you make a nice Southern belle.
I have, yeah, man. I don't have the butt or the boobs for it. Oh, maybe the boobs. A few weeks ago, I mentioned this at the end of the show, never brought it up again, and I thought this would be very interesting. But Peter Criss did not do the final part of the farewell tour, correct? The original farewell tour, Peter Criss kicked his drums off the stage. He wore the little tear on his makeup. He cried and he left the stage in Charlotte, I think it was, and never finished the tour. You guys remember that, right?
Yep.
I remember that, but then I don't remember anyone else doing it for him.
Eric Singer put the makeup on and finished the tour in Australia.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay, so here's my question. Is it all Peter Criss's fault that we have Tommy and Eric in the makeup right now? Had he just finished the tour, Paul and Gene never would have had that opportunity one time to get on stage with somebody in that Peter Criss makeup or Catman makeup with somebody else to see the crowd's reaction, to see that it wasn't really a big deal, at least at that point. And put that little thought in the back of their head. Do you think that it's Peter's fault? If he'd have just finished the tour, we wouldn't have had this kind of a thing.
No. I think that no matter what, Paul would have ran into that kid at the car wash or whatever it was, and they would have found a reason to get back together because they wanted to do the music still. You know, it didn't matter. Like, if they would have finished the the original Farewell with Ace and Peter, and then that was it. Then I don't know. I don't think it made.
But would he have called Peter and Ace?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably not.
Hang on one second.
I don't think so, though. There's no way.
He didn't like your answer, so he left.
Yeah.
See how he does us?
Yeah. But the question is, would it, if Peter finished off the tour, would they have still reunited without him? Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, do you think that in the back of their head, they would have been like, man, we could do this without them. We had Eric in the band wearing Peter's makeup, and nobody gave a shit. They still bought the tickets. They still came out. But if Peter would have finished, that wouldn't have been out there.
I think they knew that even before that because of Eric Carr, you know? You could bring in a whole different character, and it worked.
Sure, but he didn't wear Peter's makeup.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think, Sonny?
Let me preface this by saying I don't agree with what I'm about to say. I know that sounds stupid, but I'm not going to agree with what I'm about to say. But if you wanted the least amount of drama and the best shot for it to work long term, it's got to be a four-way split from the get-go. That would have been the best way for longevity and the easiest way not to have a bunch of drama come up. Because although we could blame Ace and Peter for having the drama that they had, this monkey on their back about how much money they make versus the others, every single day, everything you look at, every time you look in the crowd, every time you look at your bank account, every time your woman's got a question, like if that was all gone and there was less of that, maybe they got a shot to be long time, just stick out the four of them, whatever money that brings.
Maybe.
Now, that being said, I don't think they deserved.
I don't either.
I don't think they did, but that would have been the easiest way.
Maybe if they stuck it out all through the years with them, then sure, but you can't just leave and come back and expect an equal split.
So you guys don't think, though, that Peter leaving gave them the reassurance that they could put anybody in that makeup and do a tour?
Well,
and people will still come.
They probably realized that too. Didn't like Ed Cannon sit in during the reunion tour one night and no one knew it. Half the Tire Kickers didn't even notice. And that was in like 96 or 7, right?
I guess that's true too.
Yeah. And you got to remember, you know, by the time we're talking about replacement, there's people that have been replaced in other bands and still going. Right, so there was all kinds of history about, hey, we're going to take this singer out, take this guitar player out, take this bass player out, switch them. Now, of course, those bands are not as big as Kiss, but it's like, well, they got fans too, and their fans are letting them go on, so why can't we go on?
Right. I think Kiss, I mean, all through the 80s, they realized they could switch out people, and it didn't really matter, you know? They were on a roll there for a minute, right, with lead guitar players especially.
Sure.
So I'm thinking they figured it's even easier with the makeup because you don't really see who it really is. Because if you do the makeup right, it always looks like Peter. I've seen so many dudes in tribute bands who looked exactly like Peter Criss. It's insane. And the Tire Kickers, they don't know. They don't even know their names. They call him the Catman. You know what I mean?
Man, I just had an idea to start a Kiss tribute band with a bunch of fat guys with me and call ourselves Fat Kiss. It'd be awesome. I could be Gene from the Creatures era.
Yeah. There are more people that can pull off Peter, seems like.
I can pull my Gene, Peter any day.
Yeah, nice. Gene, Spiro was the only one that was close. I've seen Spiro some really bad Genes.
Me too.
Really bad.
Man, no, there's nothing worse than a bad Paul, though.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty brutal, too.
I've seen some good Pauls, though, too, over the years. A couple of them.
But I've only seen Spiro's the only good Gene I think I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance you've seen him in concert and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
That's how good he was. Alright, well, you guys out there, let us know. I'm not going to be picking on Peter Criss. There's a few Peter Criss things in here. So let's go on to the next one. Are you ready? Yes. Alright, now this one I really want you to think about. Okay, I don't want you to jump to an answer.
if Mark St. John had never had a hand problem, do you think that he would have stayed in the band all the way up to the reunion?
No. No way. Sorry to jump to that, but there's no way in hell, dude.
But why? I mean, he was in the band for Animalize. Suppose he got on stage and he played the shows perfectly fine, and then... I mean, what reason? He wasn't in long enough to have a reason to kick him out. So
yeah, but I think that passing fad of having the, you know, guitar slinger shredder was a passing fad. As soon as GNR hit, no one was doing that anymore. You know, that's what was great about Bruce is he could kind of adapt, because when they first brought him in, as he told us, they had to have a fucking Floyd Rose, and you know that was one of Paul's questions. But then you know. He evolved back into his Clapton and blues shit. Maybe you're right. Maybe Mark St. John had that in him, but I don't think he did. The way he plays, I don't think there was any Clapton in there at all. But who knows? I never heard him do anything else except Kiss and White Tiger. And
yeah. Sonny?
I think Kiss is done if they don't get Bruce. You know, Mark, what he can play, what he can't play. What the hell do I know? That guy was nimbling all over the fretboard, whatever, right? But what we know he can't do, because there's no proof of it out there, is songwrite. So now all of a sudden, you don't have I'll Fight Hell to Hold You. You don't have Forever. You don't, like, there is songs that Bruce, because of Bruce, they work. And you don't have any of those songs, which means Paul and Gene are writing with, what, Adam Mitchell? And, you know, whoever else, like, I guess Vinny still, or Mitch Wiseman? Like, who else are they going to end up with?
On the good side, maybe Desmond, but you never know.
So there's a feel to Bruce's playing, and then his songwriting is... Nobody ever talks about all the songs that he was involved with, but if you were to list them all... And make a Kulik record out of it, you're like, damn, those are some damn good songs.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark, I don't know if I don't know if he could have calmed down enough to, like, settled in to Kiss or not. Weren't they, like, wasn't it in, like, Paul's book where they were talking about how Mark St. John would be, like, doing fucking backflips on stage and shit? Like, they were like, dude, just relax. You remember that? I think it was in Paul's book. It was somewhere. But yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's a big, you know, tough question, because it's all hypothetical. But imagine not having any Bruce.
Yeah. Can't even think about that. I mean,
I'm not sure I want to. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. Let's see. Do you think in the 70s, if Peter Criss is drumming... would have been better, that they would have ignored the fact that he had an attitude problem and just kept him in the band? Because it was a complete package, right?
Yeah, I think that his declining abilities definitely probably played a part. They're like, look, man, this guy was a dick but could totally rip. And so it kind of balanced out. But once he quit ripping and was still that same dick... You know, it's kind of hard to deal with, I bet.
So you think, yes, the answer is yes, though. Had his drumming ability stayed killer, like from Alive.
It definitely would not have hurt his cause, you know? That's what I think.
What about you, Sonny?
Yeah, I think you end up in the same spot. Because you could have Bonham in that group. And if... Paul and Gene are done with the attitude, I don't think it's going to matter how great you are. That's just how it is. It's like, look, at the end, this is a business. I got to live with this guy, and he's a pain in the ass. Now, the declining drumming skills gave them a out, so they could kind of pussycat out. See what I did there? It gave them a way to get out without being the bad guy. But sooner or later, no matter how great that guy is, if he is a pain in the ass, which... Ace's playing wasn't getting bad, and he was gone. Supposedly, Ace walked, but...
Well, yeah, they wanted to keep Ace, though, because his playing was so good, right?
But isn't I think sooner or later, that ends anyway.
Doesn't Ace get the pass, though, because of his skill set in those days? I mean, he was just as much of a kind of a pain in the ass as Peter to them, wasn't he? I think KSC was talking about it. It was like the difference was Ace was a pain in the ass too, but he was smiling instead of scowling while he did it or some shit like that.
Yeah, he wasn't being a baby about it, right? Yeah. But if you think about, you know, Ace from 82 to 87, which he basically was drunk the entire time and didn't do jack, right?
Yeah.
And then he was back and he told you so.
Right. Huh.
Yeah, they're going to live those 5 years with Ace? I can't imagine that.
Yeah, but maybe being in the band might have gave him the structure he needed to like not go off the complete deep end that like he really did, you know?
Oh, that's true too. But then he would have had to deal with, you think Ace would have been cool with taking the makeup off?
I don't know.
Wow, that's a good question.
Right, because we always talk about, or it's always talked about, that Gene basically lost his persona and had to kind of get it back, and maybe it came back by the time Revenge came.
Yeah.
Right, but he didn't really know what to do now that he wasn't the demon anymore. Well, what do you think the spaceman was going to do?
I think Ace is still exactly the same as he was in makeup. Like, he didn't change a bit. Like, he still stumbled around. He still did the stutter step things and played exactly the same and just didn't look quite as cool. You know? Those boots and the weird... He always had like padded shoulders in those days. I guess that was just the 80s in general for everyone, though.
Well, we'll just have to...
But I don't think he lost his character at all without the makeup. Do you guys think so?
Nah, I mean, it's still the spaceman.
Yeah, his mannerisms. Like, Gene is absolute 180, but I think Ace was had a little easier go of it, probably. Same with Paul.
Yeah, but is that, again, the 5 years, right? So Ace is kind of dealing with it as he's out of the limelight, basically, for 5 years. And by the time he comes back, he's the same old guy, where Gene's got to deal with it with everybody watching him.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know, man.
Well, luckily, history didn't go any of these ways. We're just hypothetically thinking about them. Let's see, next one. Have you guys ever thought about who would have taken Mark St. John's place if Bruce Kulick wouldn't have been available? Would it have been Bob? No.
Maybe Slash gets a second chance? Because when he was like trying to do it at like Creatures, right?
Right. Guns N' Roses were already together at that point, right?
No, they're releasing Appetite and what?
But they had 80s. An album before that.
Yeah, but they weren't
in like 85 super tight yet. Yeah, playing clubs.
But even if
shit.
They just started, like somebody taps Slash on the shoulder, say you can be on Kiss. He's like, "Fuck you, bitches, I'm out."
Yeah, exactly. I always thought Slash was would make a good fit because he has that same kind of Jimmy Page, same pentatonic shit that Ace does. You know what I mean? Just a little more proficient.
Yeah, he's... He's... Never mind. I'm not going to say that he's better than Ace.
It's just implied.
You could end up with Phil X, right? You could end up with...
Vivian Campbell.
Oh, yeah. You could end up with Vivian Campbell.
Or what was it?
Aldrich.
What was the dude that's on Speak of the Devil? Fucking after Randy died in Ozzy.
Brad Gillis.
Yeah, Brad Gillis. Yeah, he could have.
Yeah, but the Night Ranger was having huge hits at that point. He'd already turned down Ozzy.
Yeah.
So I don't think that happens. But
so
Campbell's
we're basically talking
Campbell's
84, right? 84.
What was that?
We're talking about 84, like
yeah, 84, 85.
Instead of Bruce getting, yeah. What about that dude from Quiet Riot?
Cavazzo?
I guess they were still
they're just
big.
Coming off. Yeah. They're still you move that to 87, 88, you got a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, they were definitely over by then.
I love the Wild and the Young though, I'm not gonna lie. Hi, my name is Joe. Hi, Joe. And I love the Wild and the Young by Quiet Riot. What is you crazy?
John Sykes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can sing too, right?
Yep. And the timing would have worked.
What if they found it like a young Nuno?
Oh my God, dude! Nuno in that band.
Let me ask you this: Extreme wasn't that much later.
John 5's in his mid 40s, I think, late 40s, maybe.
Yeah, so he wouldn't have made it. He would have been like 14.
A little too young. Much too young.
Pa-dum-pum.
Yeah. Who else? Maybe DeMartini jumped ship. Could have been cool.
DeMartini's probably got too much flash, though. It depends. If you're looking for an ace type or if you're looking for flash. True. But they're just coming off the biggest album ever. So yeah. They ain't going anywhere.
True. Find find a young Zach Wilde, but just teach him to quit doing those fucking pinch harmonic squeals. Otherwise, he'd probably be fine.
Can you imagine that? Crazy Nights. Bum, bum, ba-da-da-bum, bum, bum, ba-da-da-bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. All right, let's move on. Let's see. I only have a few left. I didn't want to like extend this too much because then there's going to be a lot of talking per each one of them. So do you think Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley could have taken any guitar player and drummer and done what they – and been successful based on their drive? Or did it have to be Ace and Peter?
I think you got to have Ace and Peter, dude. You definitely got to have Ace. Ace to me is the sound of early Kiss, his solos. I mean, who else would they have gotten?
Well, that doesn't really matter. I'm just saying, could their drive have pushed any? Look, one thing we learned, Ace didn't have no drive. You know what I mean? They couldn't even get him to unload shit and load shit. So everything that happened for that band, well, I want to take that back because a coin saw the band and then thought, I can do something with this band. But to get a coin out, it wasn't Fraley's idea. He didn't go, hey, I'm going to write all these people. I'm going to send them letters and press kits and everything else. No. Gene did that shit.
Yeah.
So if they would have had a guitar player up there that played like Ace, or Jimmy Page for that matter.
Right.
And Pete, would it have been... And of course, once again, this is all hypothetical, but I really feel, do I prefer the Kiss with Ace and Peter in it? Yes. But do I think that Paul and Gene were going to be successful no matter what they did with whoever they did? Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, they were in Wicked Lester. No one really cares about that shit except us and Kiss geeks. But, I mean, one of the things you got to think about is like, without Ace and Peter, do you get a spaceman and a kitty cat? Because those two things work with the demon and the star child. What if it starts off with demon, star child, and then Steve Cornell
Giraffe
is...
Giraffe boy and goat boy.
Yeah, whatever it might be. Or it's Bob and he's, Ming the Merciless, whatever. Nice. But you know what I'm saying? I think those characters were... You got to have four that fit just as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, people seem to think that the Fox and the Ankh dude are just as cool, right?
Sure.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I only partially agree with that. There is a lot of bands out there that have individuals that have drive. So I don't think it can just be drive alone. I think there is a mix to the chemistry of all the people that are involved.
Yeah, totally.
Right? There's something about Bon Jovi and Sambora working together that it does not work when they're working apart. That's just how it is, right? So there's something about the chemistry. That being said, and I know this is going to sound like I hate Peter. He's just my least favorite. You have to have Ace. I do not think you have to have Peter. I think that not anybody can be the spaceman, but anybody can be the catman. Just my opinion. Sorry.
So your hate mail, Peter Chris
Freaks. Podcast, rockcity1@gmail.com. It's okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted. This is the whole point, was to get your opinion here, and that's what I wanted. I think that Paul and Gene are going to be successful no matter who's in the band. I think it was more important. I think it was important to what Kiss became that they had Ace and Peter. This attitude, the style. I think they could have gotten a record deal, but Ace's style, even Peter's style, there was a lot there.
Yeah.
Change the music. You get a straight rock drummer for Kiss, it sounds completely different. Peter wasn't that.
That's true. And yeah, I mean, I think you got to have all four dudes. It's just the way, like Sonny said, the chemistry of those four. That's where the magic was at, you know, back then.
Yep. Okay, so moving on. Now, this is just a quick answer. You ready? When somebody around you says the word Kiss, does your brain automatically go to the physical act or the band?
What do you think?
So if somebody says, hey, give me a kiss, even though you hear the word kiss, you still go, Kiss.
Well, no, not if it's like that. The only one who ever says that to me is obviously my other half, whatever.
Yeah, but when he says that to you, are you thinking, hey?
Chuck's a nice guy, you know, he likes Kiss too.
Are you thinking, man, he just said Kiss. Yeah, demon. Star child.
It's weird. It is weird because, like, I can just see, if I see a K on the road, I think of Kiss. You know.
Do you think that's built into the psyche of pop culture?
Yeah, Sonny? It is for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is to me too. I would say if a guy says the word Kiss in any type of conversation, the band is the first thing I'm thinking about. Because why else would a guy say Kiss to me?
Uh-huh.
Yes, but if a woman says it, I would think that Kiss the band is not the first thing that is popping into my head.
Yeah,
I know people on the internet that if all they have to hear is Kiss, and they're thinking of Kiss. So, all right, that was a quick one. Last one. All right, so this is it. Last one. Which do you think was more devastating to the band? Kiss. Peter leaving or the Elder?
I honestly think it's the Elder. It hurt him worse. I mean, they were doing all right overseas with Eric Carr, you know? I think that Kiss had just gotten too big here. And any band that gets that big to where your five-year-old cousin, of course, you're going to lose the mass majority of teenagers at that point. But
sure.
Overseas, they were still doing just fine without Peter. I mean, who needs Beth that bad?
Sonny?
I think if there's no Elder, the first thing you hear the Fox do is Creatures of the Night. And you have a whole new respect about the drummer that just joined Kiss and fucked the Catman at that point.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what
the problem is. The first thing you heard was just a fucking boy. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, I mean.
So, yeah, the Elder hurt more.
How the fuck were they not sitting back going, man, we got a new drummer and he plays like Bonham and heavier than Bonham with a double kick and we got a really fucking show it off. And then they weren't saying that to themselves. They're like, what we really need to do is sing falsetto.
It was a strange time for the band. You know, they were totally lost. But at least we have some weird, like, eccentric little Kiss record we can dig on or scoff at or throw out the window.
Yeah, that's interesting
shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet you the Rolling Stone fans, their Elder is like the Harlem Shuffle. Right? Remember that song, yeah, Harlem Shuffle? Totally. That's like their Elder.
Yeah.
And totally. That's what they talk about all the time.
I wouldn't know. I never turn on any other podcasts other than Kiss ones. All right, so that's the end of the show. Is there a Rolling Stones podcast?
There's gotta be, dude. There's a podcast about just about everything.
Yeah,
especially music stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you guys for coming on the show with me this week. I totally appreciate it. Joe, do you have anything to add?
Nope. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Sonny.
Thanks for the support, and buy your tickets for the Vegas residency when it happens.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. All right, so one thing before I go, I want to tell everybody that, and I've been holding on to this information until now, I went to the doctor, and it's going to be a girl. No, I went to the doctor, and I had my COVID-19 antibodies test.
And
it came out negative. I did not have COVID-19
when I was sick. Huh? Damn.
According to the tests. And the tests, they say, are 98% positive. You know, 98% accurate. Sorry.
Yeah, like the condom. Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, at some point, you got Sonny who busts them open, and that's just too bad. Me,
they don't make
condoms
for cheese wheels either.
No, I got to tie a knot in the end of it. Anyway, it's like, so that is something to keep in mind. And I know that we talked about it. So, no, I did not get it. Anyway, next week, did you guys get a chance to see that documentary about Kiss that was on that TV channel a couple weeks back?
Oh, yeah.
No, oh, what is it?
It was put out, I can't remember the name of the channel now, man. It was put out by a channel. They did Van Halen. They did Kiss. They did
Axis TV.
It was Axis TV?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, really?
Well, one of them. We'll make sure. So next, this is what we're going to do.
You got a link for it and shit?
I'll see if I can find that and track it down and put it on the site. So I'll send it to you, Jody, and then I want you to watch it, and then I want us to discuss it next week. Do you have a way of watching it again, Sonny?
Yeah, I'm sure it's still out there somewhere.
Okay.
Is it called Rock Legends or something?
No. Yeah.
I think it's Breaking the Band, right?
Yeah,
Kiss Breaking the Band.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall, or some shit like that. So I thought that would be a good topic because we didn't even bring it up. I mean, I watched it, and I'm not going to say how I felt about it right yet, but tune in for that show. Don't forget, go to Click Tees for us. Pick up a Podcast Rock City t-shirt or any of the Kiss-related things. I say Kiss-related because nothing says Kiss, but you can get a shirt there that has like the talisman on it, and it's pretty kick-ass. Personally, that's my opinion. We love podcasts, so we love Kiss podcasts, most of them anyway, and you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1, peace.
You got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes, all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.